Joined on the line from Manama by Head of the Youth Society on Human Rights, Mr. Muhammad Al-Maskati. Sir, welcome to the program. According to some reports on the ground, the Bahraini security forces backed by Saudi forces are using tear gas canisters which contain nerve agents which basically incapacitate demonstrators. Now, given the peaceful nature of the protests in Bahrain, does the monarchy's ferocious response reflect the threat that they felt?
Yes, actually, the authorities here not only attacking the demonstrators, they want to have full crackdown in Bahrain by arresting people like activists, clerics, opposition leader and doctors and nothing. So they want to full crackdown so no one can protest or no one can support the protest.
Mr. Al-Maskati, reports on the streets say that these Saudi forces are the most feared and most violent of the forces clamping down on the anti-regime demonstrations. Now, are they basically trying to facilitate the fear factor in their behalf? And also, how will such an act affect the Al-Khalifa regime of having forces from another nation come and terrorize its own people?
Yes, this is actually the international law defined it as criminal against humanity. So when you use different nationalities to attack people and kill them, it is against humanity. This is not part of what they say. It's a cooperation between GCC, because what the GCC say, their cooperation is to defend about any external threat. But what happened in Bahrain is the national demand, the protesters asking for their rights. So as a human rights organization, we call the United Nations, we call the international organizations to come to the Bahrain and do investigations, because all the time the government, the Bahraini government, say that the local organization are liars. They use false information. So I don't think so. The same time the international organization use this false information. So we call the international organization, the United Nations, the media, to come to Bahrain and investigate what happened in the reality in Bahrain using Saudi troops. And other troops, it's against the law here in Bahrain, and this is interfered in the Bahraini policy or interfered in the country. We are calling the international community to take responsibility of what happened in Bahrain and start to react urgently and immediately against what happened in Bahrain.
Why are we not seeing much media coverage in the West, especially in the U.S.? Some say that the U.S. has gone as far as ordering a media silence for Bahrain. Has the U.S. just outright put its interests ahead of everything now?
About media, every media, they have their interest. They have their interest and their relation with governments and authorities. About U.S. media, some of them they coverage, but what we said about they got order, we heard that from interview with one of the journalists. She said that the Obama asked them to not coverage what happened in Bahrain.
Mr. Al-Maskati, how much U.S. influence do you see in Saudi Arabia's actions in Bahrain?
Yes, actually, we don't know what happened behind the room, behind the doors. But what they say that they are asking the Saudi troops to, first of all, they say that what happened in Bahrain when the Saudi troops come to Bahrain is not on the field. Anyone can. The Bahraini have their rights to ask any troops to come. But they say that after that, they say that the U.S. will ask them to withdraw. So we don't know what actually have behind the doors. But what we say, what we saw now, and what we see, nothing happened. There is no influence in Saudi. They don't do anything. If they don't do anything, or they don't want to do anything for the situation in Bahrain, but the international organizations, especially the international organization in USA, they trying to have lobbying against the USA administrations to ask the other troops in Bahrain to withdraw from Bahrain, and also asking the Bahrain authorities to starting a dialogue with the opposition. But until now, there is no result for all that lobbying from different organizations and international organizations.
Right. Mohammed Al-Maskati, head of the Youth Society on Human Rights, also from the Bahraini capital, Manama. Gentlemen, thank you for your time.